سورة التكوير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت، وإذا النجوم انكدرت، وإذا الجبال سيرت، وإذا العشار عطلت، وإذا الوحوش حشرت، وإذا البحار سجرت، وإذا النفوس زفجت، وإذا الموءودة سئلت، بأي ذنب قتلت. When the sun is wound round, and when the stars fall, and when the mountains are made to pass away, and when the pregnant she-camels are neglected. See, for the Arabs, a she-camel was very valuable, and a pregnant she-camel was doubly valuable. Allah says, all that you worship, all that you yearn to have in this world will seem immaterial on that day. And when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the seas become as blazing fire, and when the souls are joined with their bodies. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When the female child buried alive will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? Now we know that the Arabs had a custom that if someone had a daughter, a lot of them would bury her alive because they were ashamed of daughters. Now we find that man's essence does not change. So nowadays nobody might be burying their daughter alive literally, but people have other ways of burying their daughters alive. We find that women abort their female children, they abort their female embryos. Not just that, when we look in our own country, what happens to women? Their deprivation of education, they are deprived of wedding rights, women are married to the Quran. Why? So that the fathers can keep the land within the family. Emotional repression, loss of independence. Many families don't allow their women to inherit a right which Allah has granted them. Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When this girl who has been suppressed, who has been repressed, who has been deprived of her basic human rights, she will be asked. See, this is so beautiful. Allah is not even going to ask the person who did this to her. Allah is not even going to ask the person who victimized her. Allah will ask the victim. This woman who was not given a voice to speak up for her rights in this world, Allah will give her a voice on that day. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Look at the poignant question. She will be asked, for what sin was she killed? What was her crime that she was deprived of all these rights? The Prophet ﷺ once said, the gist of which was, whoever has a girl and does not bury her alive, does not humiliate her or give his son preference over her, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. He shall enter paradise. In other words, for a person to bring up their daughter with justice, with fairness, with equality, and with equal rights as with their son, then that daughter will be a means of their entering Jannah. When the female buried alive will be asked, and we women say, oh, Islam has not granted us any rights, that's because we haven't read the Quran. بِأَيِّذًا مِّنْ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the pages are laid open. You read this ayat and you visualize customs when your baggage is being checked. Is everything all right? Can you pass? Or is there something wrong? Is there something in it that's not going to let you get away? إِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the pages are laid open. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its place. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And when hellfire is set ablaze. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when paradise is brought near. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. In the midst of this chaos, in the midst of this pandemonium, when man sees all that was familiar collapsing around him, then every person will know what he has truly brought. So indeed, I swear by the planets that recede, and by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as it brightens, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this is the word brought by a most honorable messenger, owner of power with Allah, the Lord of the throne, obeyed and trustworthy. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And your companion is not a madman. And indeed, he saw Jibreel in the clear horizon. And he withholds not the knowledge of the unseen. And this Quran is not the word of the outcast shaitan. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then where are you going? Allah is asking us, where are you going? Have you thought about it? Have we planned which place is it that we wish to end up in? Are we building a mansion in Jannah? Or God forbid, are we digging a pit in hell? Because we know that all of us have been allotted a plot in Jannah and a plot in hell. Right now, the choice is ours. What are we building for ourselves? Are we piling up fuel? Or are we building houses in Jannah? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Allah is asking us, wake up people, you're on a journey. What are you doing? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Have you thought about it? Have you analyzed your life, your actions? Indeed, this Quran is nothing less than a reminder to all the worlds. It's not just for when you grow old and you've nothing better to do, so then I can read the Quran. And then I'll go for Hajj and Allah will forgive me. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. It's a reminder for all the world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ مَيَسْتَقِيمُ For him who wills amongst you to walk straight, to be guided. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the world. Does that mean it's Allah's fault that I can sit back placidly and say, oh well, if Allah wills, I'll be guided? No. Allah has told us in the Quran, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ Allah guides towards Himself the one who seeks Him, the one who yearns for Him.